Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing Cry Out to Jesus, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Never Cry Alone, from Matthew chapter 17, verse 46.
Everyone who's lost someone they love long before it was their time. You feel like the days you had were not enough when you said goodbye. And to all of the people with burdens and pains keeping you back from your life, you believe that there's nothing and there is no one who can make it right. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing, meet you wherever you are. Cry out. To Jesus. For the marriage that's struggling just to hang on, they've lost all of their faith and love, and they've done all they can to make it right again. Still, it's not enough. For the ones who can't break the addictions and chains, you try to give up, but you come back again. Just remember that you're not alone in your shame and your suffering. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing to meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus when you're lonely and it feels like the whole world is falling on you. You just reach out. Just cry out to Jesus. Cry to Jesus. To the widow who suffers from being alone, wiping the tears from her eyes. For the children around the world without a home, say a prayer tonight.
There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing to meet you wherever you are. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. There is forgiveness, mercy, and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus.
I want to just give a little quick here sidebar report. Squirt has had an attitude of change. I believe the boy has gotten straightened out. Amen. He has now become a loving dog. But I still keep my hands away from him. I thought he was going to try to take some of these fingers and turn them into like this. He was going to whack them off. Amen. She liked that. Second, let me hurry here because I want to wrap up for you. From the upper room, we follow Jesus to Gethsemane. At Gethsemane, we see Jesus, his willingness to say, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. His sweat was as great drops of blood, the scriptures tells us. And it was the Holy Spirit that was compelling his concern, praying, crying out. He said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. See, oh, he had something in that cup that he was partaking. He had some suffering, shame, and shackles that it was all belonging to us. But he drank our bitter cup, that we could drink from a cup of righteousness and declare, how great is our God. Amen. Jesus said, remove the cup. And I can't handle this. But folks, let me tell you what. He handled it all the way. He bore it all. Jesus was not caught up in deceptive religion as so many people are caught in today. He has a true relationship with the Father. Folks, today, religion is not going to get you into the presence of God. It's not going to write your name in heaven. It's not going to give you the victories that you need and the help and the hope that you need. But I tell you what, a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ gives you all of that and even more. Amen. Can you say today, your will, God, what do you want from me? What do you want me to see? And you got to be like an Isaiah. You can't back up and hide behind the bush. You got to say, "Hear my Lord, send me." You got to be willing to do what God wants to do. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. Even when I don't understand, even when it doesn't make sense, does God ever deal with you like that? He does with me. Even when it may cause you to even suffer in the name of Jesus Christ, not my will, but thy will be done. Amen. I'm not happy with the doctor's report. I'm not happy because I've got wayward children. I'm not happy with the pains of life that I'm encountering. I'm not happy with the struggles that I am facing. I'm not happy today. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done, O Lord. Amen. You've got to make up your mind that you're going to serve God regardless today. You're not controlled today by your circumstances. You're controlled by the Christ who's in your circumstances, who can turn all things around. If you've got a need today, I don't know what you're up against. I don't know if today, if it's 11:59 and you're down to the split second, I'm going to tell you, God's going to show up. God's going to do what is needed in your life. You've got to make your mind up. I'm going to serve God no matter the circumstances, no matter the difficulty, no matter the hardships that I'm going through. I'm going to give everything I have to the God of my creation. I'm going to place my confidence in Him. There are times when the Lord wants today to draw you into a certain place with Him that you've got to go through to get to the victory that He's got for you. Because let me tell you what, if you're just looking for the victory, it's not going to work. For the trials, there is a learning process. For the trials, there's a growing process. For the trials and the suffering, there's a developmental that God's trying to do in your life to develop you for His glory, His honor, and His praise today. Whatever your cry, you know what? Thank God you can share it with God. Amen. Whatever you're facing today, God wants to help you. There are things you don't have to share with anyone else. But you can take them to God in a few moments. You'll have that opportunity across this 45-foot altar right here. You can bring it all to Him. Amen. Whatever, you know, you pour out to God, I'm glad today you can leave with God. Thirdly, quickly, on the cross, we see the commitment and the consistency of Christ. Jesus said, "Into thy hands I commit or I commend my spirit." The struggles don't mean we stop serving God. I got folks, when I get past, I just want to grab them by the shoulders and say, "You're not going to get past until you get back with God." So I choose a more gentle way. You can weep and know that you're still with the Father. Amen. The key is never cry alone. Weep with the Spirit of God. You remember the Word says that the Spirit of God groans for us. And finally, the last thing is, fourthly, is the celebration. That's the resurrection. See, all these other three things, the upper room, Gethsemane's garden, the cross, it all culminated. Because if that's all there was, and he was just a mere mortal that went to an upper room and went to a garden and prayed, and just as he wasn't the only man to die on a cross. But if it ended there, there'd be no hope. But it didn't end there. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad of Psalm 30 and verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Our tears become a river in the desert that God will use. You know that struggle you're going through? God may be using that struggle to touch somebody else's life. Just not to show you the... Where's that door, man? I got to get out of this trial I'm in. It's not about the door. And it's not about getting out the trial, because you're not going to get out until God's taught you a lesson and developed your life. So don't be looking for the door. Just be looking to Jesus. Amen? Because He's going to take the tears that's like a river flowing in the desert, and He's going to bring something good to somebody else, and He's going to change you through that process, and He's going to bring a blessing to you. That's what our God does. You don't have faith if you can't trust God with your tears. The psalmist says he even bottles our tears. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the day. Just imagine this water glass or bottle. And just imagine God's got a massive, it's got your name on it. Because the Revelator says in Revelation 21 and 4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." But there's coming a day God's going to take that tear bottle. I'm not even going to pour it out. Just do some imaginative things here. And He empties the tear bottle. No crying in heaven.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at AOL.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.